for the sample PL registration here. Today's date is 03-06-2023. Dictation is for George Johnson. Johnson spells J-O-H-N-S-O-N. George spells G-E-O-R-G. Date of birth is 10-21-1981. This is a 41-year-old gentleman here with right lower extremity swelling and pain, period. He indicated that he has a history of Baker cysts and will receive steroids and Lasix that helps with the swelling that he gets, period. He says this pain today is approximately 5 of 10 increase with weight bearing and motion of his ankles, period. Pain is located in the posterior surface of his lower extremity, in open parentheses, his calf, close parentheses. He denies trauma. Next paragraph. Past medical history, Baker cysts. Next line, gout. Next line, obesity. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, surgeries, none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed. One were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, right calf tenderness in the tenderness with palpation. His right calf is larger than his left. A positive, he has a positive Hohmann sign. There's a tender mass in his popliteal fossa. Is neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no paradoxical motion, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral, no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times three, cranial alert, through tennis, normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is peripheral edema. Number two, Baker's cyst, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done of his leg to assess for DVT. Ultrasound was normal. Baker's cyst was seen. Next paragraph, patient was discharged with the following Lasix, 20 milligrams, 1 PO in the morning, for 30 days, number 30, next paragraph, prednisone, 20 milligrams, day 1, 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 2 PO, and day 5, 1 PO for a total of 15. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He and I discussed the result of his ultrasound. He's comfortable with my discharge plans. End of dictation.